Well, it all started in China with a sickly little bat.
No, not the coronavirus. Everyone knows what went wrong with the coronavirus. No, I mean your screenplay. A virus turns people into zombies who eat teenage girls as punishment for being too sexy and blah, 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 blah. The real disease was social media all along. Does that jog your memory?
Okay, first of all, ouch. Second of all, you pulled it. You and the studio pulled my script. Remember what you told me?
A virus just put the entire world on lockdown, killing many more. People aren't going to want to see a horror film about another different virus turning people into zombies. There's no escapism.
And there's your answer to what went wrong.
But I also said that God loves a trier, and I am God.
Well, I'm an atheist.
In this metaphor, and I'm telling you to fix the script.
I already told you, I ain't rewriting it.
You don't have to rewrite it, just touch it up a little. The virus zombie thing is dead, but what about another type of zombie? Nazi zombies, for instance. Everybody loves a good Nazi zombie. Plus, it's an ideology, darling, so it's not infectious.
You haven't been on Twitter recently.
Then flip it. Zombie Anne Frank. Or even better, Anne Frank. Zombie hunter. And her diary is where she keeps count of her kills. The story of a young girl, maybe young woman. We've already got the female market cornered. If we make her an older teenager, it will help bring in the dads.
You're pure evil, you know that?
I'm not evil, darling. Undead Garing is evil. I'm a businesswoman.
Look, I don't need your ideas, because I've already written something new.
Okay, but I'm copywriting that Anne Frank idea.
Fine by me. Here, take a look at this. It's what I wrote while I was on lockdown.
Plague Town.
Imagine. A feature-length film comprised entirely of short stories. I came up with the idea while volunteering for the health service during the pandemic, helping to deliver food and medicine and what have you. Anyway, I ended up talking to a lot of the people in my building. Let me tell you, there's a lot of crazy things that can happen during a lockdown.
Crazy, you say? Crazy is good. Was there any tension?
What about this? A woman discovers her partner's infidelity. On the first night of lockdown, she can't leave, but neither can he.
Good, good. How about sex?
A priest.
A priest?
You heard, a priest tries to keep his chastity while pursued by three insatiable she-devils.
Themes.
You want themes? My neighbor hired a ghostwriter for his own suicide note.
Writing about suicide can be very difficult. For your trophy cabinet. Oh, Oscars, Golden Globes, hell, maybe even an Emmy if Netflix pick it up for a series. Well, Julius, I'm just about ready to slaughter this cash cow.
Just wait till you hear about the framing device. It's a pitch meeting between me and you.
You mean like the one we're having right now?
Exactly. It'll be us talking, interspersed with me telling you something unusual that happened in my building. Each story's like its own miniature movie.
I like it. I like having a character that's based on me. What's her name? Let's see. B. Why B? That's not what my name starts with. Does it stand for bitch?
No.
Bad bitch.
No.
Bad motherfucker.
The B is for Brutus.
Brutus? Oh, because I betrayed you. What, by graciously preventing you from writing about the infected undead in the midst of a pandemic? Well, let me apologize. I'm so sorry for saving your career, Julius. Can you ever forgive me?
It was more symbolic, really. A greater scope villain and all that. Part of a theme.
Stop. I don't care. I'm not your friend, I work for the studio. I'm here to make them money. I'm also here to make you money, but most importantly, I'm here to make myself a lot of fucking money. In fact, watch this.
What are you doing?
Changing my name in the script, so you don't forget. There you go.
You want me to call you Ducky? Ducky as in Ms. Duck?
As in Muck Duck. Scrooge McDuck. And I want you to write me a big pool of money that I can dive right into Tom Daly style. Are we clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Good! So, we've made it past the pitch meeting. What happens next?
Our first story takes place in apartment 308. with a builder who learns that a death drop is more than just falling off your scaffolding.
Little Bonsai presents Plague Town, written, edited, and directed by Freddie Valdosta. Performed by Freddie Gilbraith and Quinn B. Kirkland. Produced by Angus Lorenzo. The music you're listening to is Sick by Cherokee Deathcats.
I'm so sick, 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 sick.
If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. If you don't have any friends, then please rate and review. In fact, rate and review anyway.